Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The Parkins and Spiegel Show.
If y'all ready, give me a hell yeah.
Oh, hell yeah.
This is a franchise where quarterbacks go to die. Do you remember the last time the Bears actually had a first-team All-Pro quarterback, Nate?
Jim McMahon?
Bobby Douglas. No. 1950, Johnny Lujack.
With the 12th pick in the draft, Chicago Bears select Cade McNown, quarterback.
The Chicago Bears select Rex Grossman, quarterback.
Hot damn!
In case you are just turning on the radio, the Chicago Sun-Times has learned
the Bears got Jay Cutler.
The Chicago Bears select Mitchell Trubisky, quarterback.
There was a point when we drafted Cade McNown, and there were a few assistant coaches when Cade was not playing well, and they just kept saying, that guy's going to get me fired. I didn't understand it as a young guy, but now I understand it.
My Chicago Bears select Justin Fields, quarterback.
They have not had a good quarterback since troglodytes walked planet Earth.
Caleb Williams should pull a Eli Manning and demand that the Chicago Bears do not draft him number one overall.
It pisses me off a little bit, to be honest with you, because we were hired to break a cycle. The same thing when I was in Kansas City. Coach Reed, all of us were brought there to break a cycle, and we did. I really believe we're about to break this cycle and get this city in a really good situation and win a lot of games.
Bears have been around more than 100 years. They haven't had a whole lot of dominant quarterback play.
Yep.
Does that intimidate you at all?
No, not at all. I don't compare myself to the other guys, you know, that's there or been there. I think I'm my own player, and I tend to like to create history and rewrite history.
I don't believe in living in the past. I think the past is for cowards.
The past is the past. I don't worry about that at all. It's about where we're going.
With the first pick in the 2024 NFL Draft, the Chicago Bears select Caleb Williams, quarterback, Southern California.
You live in the past, you die in the past.
You better get on the Bears right now. They're coming. The Bears are coming.
Bear down. Let's go.
One, two, three.
And here we go.
Here we go, Tony.
The Parkins and Spiegel Show. Afternoons from 2 to 6 on 670 The Score in Odyssey Station.
Today we woke up in the first day of the rest of our lives as Bears fans and Bears observers with a real, honest-to-God belief that the past no longer matters. This is the new day of Bears football, man. This is so exciting.
Leave it to our guy Chris Tannehill, though, to make that point on disconnecting to the past with Mike Ditka. Also,
coach.
Also talking about disconnecting to the failures of the past. So that's kind of beautifully symmetrical and thoughtful, unsurprisingly, from our guy, because Ditka saying the past is for cowards and losers was invigorating to the fan base at the time. He was coming from a mindset of Dallas where they did know how to win. And here's Caleb coming from his own mindset, and him and Roma Dunze and Ryan Poles from Kansas City. And boy, this team is built awfully fun as it stands right now.
I can't believe how perfectly it went. We talked about it yesterday just to get the number one pick, all of the things that needed to happen with what how 2022 ended and Davis Mills and the 4th and 20 and Lovie Smith and all of that. And then Carolina has to be as bad as they are and they have to trade it to the right team. And that's for the Caleb Williams. But then to pair him with this guy, man,
a
GM who understands modern football. First 14 picks in the draft are offensive players. You need to score points, and he is going to pair a premium wide receiver with a premium quarterback talent. I feel like I woke up in the future, like that the Bears finally have arrived in the future of the NFL.
Yeah, it does feel that way, and it feels like they've known this was the target and the goal, Ryan Poles and Ian Cunningham, for a couple of years. There was the full-on tank of their first year, and then the subtle, in my opinion, double tank of the second year, where they did give Justin Fields a chance, and he did not pass the test. We have debated everything that went on during the year, but they knew right from the get-go, and we pointed it out. I certainly did early on. They knew they had two number one picks in their back pocket in a very good quarterback draft as they pushed that last year, and it worked out better than they could have imagined for all the reasons you talked about. And now here they are, and it is the best nest that a rookie quarterback has ever stepped into.
A number one pick.
I mean, certainly, because you've got the best or maybe the second best wide receiver room in the NFL.
Well, I was thinking about it.
Brandon Ayuk, Deebo Samuel, and Ricky Pearsall in San Francisco.
And they're probably trading one of those two guys. They're probably trading Deebo or Ayuk. I mean, Tyreek Hill, Jalen Waddle, Braxton Berrios. Maybe. Stephon Diggs ended up in Houston. So Tank Dell, Nico Collins, Stephon Diggs. That's pretty damn good.
It is pretty damn good.
But DJ Moore, Keenan Allen, Roma Dunze.
Is remarkable.
It is, at worst, the third best, and I think certainly possibly the best wide receiver trio in the NFL.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
In Chicago, with a crazy talented quarterback, with a top 10 tight end, with an above average offensive line. And a top 10 defense. So it's not like you need to get into a shootouts and go 35-31. The defense should be better than that.
If anything, the ask for Caleb, at least in part, will be make sure you don't screw this up. You know, make sure that you don't have any super dumb turnovers at crucial times. And overall, his talent and the talent around him should be enough to play complementary football and, when needed, explosive offensive football. The whole thing is set up for success like very few Bears regimes, if ever, certainly in our lifetime.
Yeah, I can't think of a time that I've ever seen anything like this, obviously, and not in Chicago. And it's just, man, it's so refreshing. And yes, it aligns with my football sensibilities. It's not that offensive line isn't important. It is. It's not that defensive line isn't important. It is. But the biggest thing is making sure your quarterback's good and making sure that you get six instead of three. Put in the ball in the end zone.
They have not ignored the defensive line. They made two draft picks last year for three tech. They went and traded for Sweat, and they'll get another edge rusher today, but they are prioritizing this moment the wide receiver and the coaches. It's another thing to see how all that will play out. There's plenty of things to have some consternation or worry about, but it's overwhelmingly optimistic and positive, as it should be today.
Yes, they will add other assets to those places, but this is hopefully their last blue chip add in the draft for a while. In terms of at the top of the draft.
Next year they can trade one of their twos and whatever their one is to move up.
But I'm saying just a pick for a player. Mm-hmm. The last time the Bears are going to be slotted in the top 10 of a draft for a while, and they chose playmaker. Playmaker. That's what they chose with their last blue chip draft pick that they are guaranteed to have for hopefully years. They might not pick in the top 10 again for a decade if Caleb Williams is what he's supposed to be. And Ryan Poles said, the last time I'm up here, playmaker. Put the ball in the end zone. Offense. This is 2024 NFL football finally coming to Chicago.
I flashed to him after the Chase Claypool trade when he said, you know where I come from. And here we see him leaning in to, you know where I come from, as the Chiefs last night made sure they ended up with Xavier Worthy. That's one you called.
Yeah.
I heard you calling it right here on Colin Cowherd. I heard you talking about it on First and Pod. Folks, Danny talked for 11 hours yesterday in the car,
on the
radio, on three podcasts, on the front porch of our Airbnb, on the couch of our Airbnb. And then he tweeted deep into the night at like 2 a.m. Here's the thing, though. Me, baseball boy, I was right there wide awake with you until like 2 or 3 in the morning, absolutely buzzing from this experience of being immersed in the draft as we are in this town and just what the Bears have done and where things stand. Completely buzzing on a sport that is not baseball.
And I almost forgot that we only had one bathroom in the Airbnb for four men.
It worked out.
We got night two.
We've discovered some things
that
we can get to.
Caleb Williams and Rome Odunze are scheduled to join us in the next half hour. Our buddy Matt Miller, the star of ESPN's draft coverage, will join us in just over an hour. So it's a very busy day. We, of course, want to hear from you as well. You can start texting in your reaction. We'll open up the phone lines a little bit later. Unbelievable things that you need to hear. But we're very much looking forward to their first appearances of Caleb Williams and Rome Odunze on the score coming up.
I mean, it's unbelievable. We haven't even talked about Shane saving the NFL draft by stopping an actual fire.
Yeah, we have to get to that story.
My discovery in the bathroom at the Airbnb and what it says about the three of you people. We haven't gotten to that.
You're disgusting.
We might not get to that.
you are a disgusting human being.
How dare you, sir? I just point out what you guys are afraid to discuss.
Caleb Williams and Rome Odunze joining us live as we are in Detroit. Parkins and Spiegel on the score.
Parkins and Spiegel show flashback. Flashback. Flashback.
You know, it's interesting, Coach. There are going to be things for Caleb to learn, and some of them are going to ring familiar, right? We've talked about checkdowns, with Fields for a couple of years. We've talked about fumbles with Fields. We're going to talk about whether he leaves the pocket too soon and tucks and runs. We're going to talk about making plays in structure. I mean, this is the stuff that college quarterbacks have to do. We're going to talk about all that stuff, aren't we? The hope is just that Caleb is better at those adjustments and quicker at those adjustments.
Yep. You talking to me?
You talking to me? Well, who the hell else are you talking to? You talking to me? Well, I'm the only one here.
We had a lot of moments during the Parkinson Spiegel draft special last night.
I agree.
That we could submit for awards and recognition and maybe a Radio Hall of Fame broadcast. And that was also a moment. That was also a thing that happened.
I thought my favorite moment of last night, other than Dave Wanstead going all taxi driver right there, is I believe it's 8 minutes from ask to delivery of bourbon for Coach Wanstead.
That was a good moment.
On the air. I mean, that's just tremendous work by, I believe, Robbie back at the shop.
Yeah, Robbie and Mitch took care of that.
While everything was just, you know, staying under control on the air, the bourbon was delivered in 8 minutes. I'm proud to be a part of the machinery.
Absolutely. It's an honor to be on the team frankly. Yeah, that was great. Dave was giving us takes at like 7:30 in the morning when we were driving to Detroit via phone, and then he was on until 9 o'clock last night. I mean, the guy's not. He can't be expected to listen to everything you're saying.
But boy, was he excited towards the end of that show in the final hour. Not just because the show was coming to an end, but also
that was a significant
part. It was a subject.
Yeah. I'm talking to you, Coach.
Yeah, talking to you, Coach. Yes, we are. But also because of the conviction of Caleb and then adding the wide receiver, and they didn't get suckered in by some stuff that he thought. He thought Byron Murphy was a sham and a smokescreen.
Yeah, that was a great moment from Coach. He was like, please.
Kid can't play.
Murphy in the top 10? Please. It's a smokescreen. They're not interested. Top 10 pick? You kidding me, Coach? So I'm like, all right, damn, Dave, I just asked.
Yeah.
But the gambling market says he's the favorite to be the ninth overall pick. It's not a ridiculous question. He's like, you kidding me?
He didn't like any of the defenders in the top 10.
No, and he was right.
He was very right.
A defender didn't go until 15.
Yeah.
And so like when I was saying it's a prioritization of offense, he was like, no, it was the best player available. And I think in this scenario, it very easily could be both. I just think it's a remarkable thing, man. It's such a premium position. Like I saw going around on Twitter last night, Marvin Harrison Jr. for the fourth overall pick, his 4-year contract as the fourth overall pick is equal to the amount of guaranteed dollars that A.J. Brown will get on his new deal next year. So it's like we talk about the value of a QB on a rookie deal.
Yeah, it's a wide receiver too.
The value of a wide receiver one on a rookie deal.
I meant T-O-O.
Right. No, I know. Just to clarify, but like a wide receiver one on a rookie deal, if Marvin Harrison Jr. produces like we've started to see some rookie wide receivers produce in the NFL by year one or certainly by year two, the value there is literally a $20+ million player with savings.
And the fact that Caleb Williams knows, trusts, and likes Rome Odunze and vice versa has a ton of value for me. And a texter pointed it out, and we went and dug around. C.J. Stroud highly recommended Tank Dell to the Texans bosses. And last night, in a great draft moment, your buddy Adam Lefko had C.J. Stroud. When Ricky Pearsall gets chosen, Stroud goes, damn it, I wanted that guy. I've been following him. These great young quarterbacks who want to be great and they're trying, they know the wide receivers. Caleb knows Rome Odunze. He's been following him and watching him. He knows
been
what
playing
kind of guy.
Against him in the Pac-12.
Playing against him and now playing and now working out with him and hanging out at the combine. It is a great, great thing that they'll be paired from the get-go and hopefully for a good long time.
Yeah, and they're both going to join us here at some point over the next 15, 20 minutes or so as they have traveled on private jet back to Chicago. They're getting ready to meet the media and do the whole introduction and the pictures and the whole thing. It's been a whirlwind experience for those guys. But the idea of Caleb maybe already having the type of influence in the organization to not draft Rome Odunze.
Suggest.
Just give feedback even.
Well.
Like, hey, did Ryan Poles ask Caleb Williams, do you like him? You know, like, did Caleb Williams, because he publicly said, you know, Olu, like his high school teammate, which made sense.
Yeah.
But everything else, they're working out together, they're flying together, they're posting about each other on Instagram leading up to the draft. They were telegraphing their relationship and their friendship. Mm-hmm. It doesn't feel like too much of a conspiracy theory for me to say, we know they've been doing install with Caleb already. We know they've been talking to his quarterback coach.
Yeah.
You know, so like, it doesn't feel at all like a stretch of, hey, who do you like?
And it doesn't feel like an inappropriate amount of player empowerment to me at all. These things need to be partnerships.
I don't know if they'll admit to it, though.
They ought to, and maybe Caleb will just talk about it.
I don't know.
I don't think there's, like I mentioned the Stroud thing, I don't think there's any stigma in it as of now. And the reality is that these are partnerships that you're making for a long, long time, even though we're so used to the draft being its version of indentured servitude. Caleb sat down with them and said, why have you guys failed with quarterbacks before? what is going on with this Bears history? Why have people told me I should be afraid of you? And he asked them those questions in the interview process, and they answered them. And Ryan Poles was happy to answer them, because it's a partnership as you're drafting somebody to work with you.
Open, honest, direct communication is good. I don't know that I agree that there's no stigma attached to it. I mean, Aaron Rodgers took a ton of heat for bringing in Randall Cobb and guys like that to the Jets and playing de facto GM, and that's a four-time league MVP who's won a Super Bowl.
I guess it's a fine line in my mind, stigma to suggesting rather than like, oh, you must make this guy. And Randall Cobb can't play anymore. He just cannot play anymore.
I understand, but that's the results. I'm talking about the process of it, right? So if it's the player can only have impact if it works.
Well, I am assuming that the process is a little bit different, though, in terms of like, hey, I really like this guy. You guys should think about it as opposed to Rodgers threatening not to come in all of that.
And to be clear, I obviously love this. I think it's amazing.
And you are consistent that you loved it, yet you were okay with it with Rodgers, too.
And with LeBron. Like, I think it's a natural evolution of player empowerment. These guys do have more agency over their careers. They do have more power. They are the geniuses of their sport. Mm-hmm. It does strike me as a reasonable thing. Again, not final vote, because I don't expect them to be capologists.
Yeah.
But a vote, a seat at the table, who is a more important person in the Bears organization than Caleb Williams?
Well, and you want Caleb to know that he's got receivers who are going to run the routes in a certain way that he is expecting, in a certain way that he knows about, and he will adjust to Keenan Allen and DJ Moore. Those guys have shown that, but yeah, I don't mind the input at all.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I couldn't believe it broke this way with some of the behind-the-scenes stuff that Ryan Poles and Matt Eberflus were saying.
Yeah.
Me too, because it felt too good to be true. When Tom Pelissero put that thing out 72 hours ago, that Rome Odunze was working out with DJ Moore and Keenan Allen, with Caleb Williams throwing him the ball, I was like, am I reading this incorrectly? Because I kind of get it with Caleb, because he's the number one pick. Rome Odunze is not the number one pick. They can't just like select him. Like seven other teams have to make a decision to not draft him, and he needs to be there. So they're telegraphing it, putting the cart before the horse. Like, I was getting nervous as we were on the air that it was actually going to happen.
Maybe they knew that the Falcons were going to double down on $100 guaranteed million to Kirk Cousins by drafting a 25-year-old with bad knees and have him sit for at least 3 years.
I don't know. Polls said that 50% of their simulations, Odunze was there, 50% they weren't. And it was amazing. It's just another thing that worked out so perfectly for the Bears. I have no idea what they would have done if Tennessee would have taken Odunze, or if someone would have traded up to 8 to take Odunze. I have no idea what they would have done at 9, which obviously is the case in all of these drafts, but specifically for clearly what Ryan Poles wanted to do, pair Caleb Williams with another great offensive player on the same contractual timeline, who they happen to be friends with each other and working out together, I have no idea what he would have pivoted to.
So the rest of the day, and we're going to talk to Matt Miller, so excited to have him talking about the rest of the draft a little bit later on. So tonight and tomorrow, I'm expecting an edge rusher of some kind, and we have some names to discuss there. Adisa Isaac from Penn State is one of them. Could see somebody in the middle of the defensive line, obviously. Could see a tackle, obviously. Could see a center. I don't expect Jackson Powers Johnson to be there, but maybe Tanner Bartolini out of Wisconsin. We'll see who else is still there when they come around. Do we see the possibility of another wide receiver, or do you think that room is done with Tyler Scott and Dante Pettis on the back end? I don't rule it out towards the end of this draft. I don't rule it out myself.
I mean, they have two picks. They have 75 and 122. So I think anything is possible. I'd be a little surprised if they added another wide receiver with those two picks. But
defensive line of pass rush of some kind and interior offensive line?
Probably bigger needs, but I also think that those are blind dart throws, basically, with where you're drafting, and they will do best player available. This team is really good. It's a really good team. And they should, their defense should be top 10, and the offense should be top 10.
They've got
and
a
if
real...
you have a top 10 offense and a top 10 defense, you should win double-digit games and go to the playoffs, and you're a Super Bowl contender. That's the realistic hype and upside for this team. Obviously, they need to stay healthy. Obviously, a lot of things need to happen. But if we're saying in a passing league that they have the best wide receiver trio in the NFL with an average offensive line and a ready-made quarterback who can put together a Justin Herbert or C.J. Stroud rookie season, then the Bears can win playoff games this year. So whoever they take there is great, but I think it's just going to be a mere footnote to this entire operation.
Well, we'll see. And, you know, I mean, Rome Odunze is a tremendous pick, a tremendous thing to pair with Caleb Williams. But if they do have a glaring need, it's pass rusher opposite Montez Sweat.
Yeah.
And any pass rusher, should that guy get hurt at all.
But the pass rushers that were first-round prospects were flawed.
Yeah, for
which
sure.
Which is why the first one went at 15. So imagine how flawed the pass rush prospects will be at 74. You know, so the whoever they draft at that spot, if they go pass rusher, it's not going to be a guy that we should have heavy expectations for in year one. They will be a rotational piece with upside. I think pass rush progress is going to hopefully come from the secondary being healthy and Matt Eberflus coaching some of these dudes up.
Have you encountered any Bears pessimism at all since this draft last night?
I'm not really interested in it.
I encountered it from our guy Mark Potash of the Sun Times in the kind of the most adorable way. He listed out in his tweet all the things that are right and are good, some of which we're talking about already. And then at the end he said, "It'd be really hard to screw this up." And to me that was like, now that is beautiful, because – it's actually him thinking the Bears, they could. It'd be hard to screw this up. But if any franchise could, it's the Bears. And that's like his version of it. It's so difficult for me to even wrap around conceiving of the pessimism in a moment like this. Like, why do you watch sports? What is it about? If you are one of those people finding yourself saying, you know, yeah, I don't know about Caleb. I didn't like what I saw when he was at Oklahoma. I got that text 3 years ago. Like, what are you doing if you actually find that headspace? To me, this is one of the most remarkably clear, positive, optimistic moments that a Chicago sports fan can have is looking at this possibility right now, what this team can be now and in the future.
Yeah, you know, so Tanny, while we wait for Rome and Caleb, can we just briefly hear polls on the team history here? Because I thought how polls handled that question, and if it's with Caleb together, that's fine too, because they both were asked about it. But just as we were talking about breaking the cycle and frankly not being terribly interested or thinking that the past is too relevant.
You know, history's the history. Like, I'm kind of done talking about it. Like, we go back so much all the time, and those days are over. So we're bringing players in here that want to really just change everything up and do things a different way. Obviously, we love our history here, but it hasn't been smooth recently, and it's time to change. So I feel like we got to stop going back all the time.
You obviously look into it to be the only team without a 3,000-yard passer, I believe, right? 4,000? 4,000, yeah, four. you look into it, and you wonder why. And I ask questions, obviously. I have no shame in asking questions. And so, you know, you ask why and things like that, and they're all for answering questions. They told the truth, and, you know, that's what that was. They told me the truth. They told me and my dad the truth about why and what and where and how it's going to change. And, you know, that's what we're excited about.
I want to know about all of that. I want to know about the questions and the answers. I want to see it. If they rolled tape on those meetings with those Q&As, it's an opportunity for them to sell a DVD or, in the modern parlance, of course, put it on their own YouTube page. And we dream of Hard Knocks and all that, but my God, I'm fascinated by the process as it just happened and as completed, and really with everything moving forward. They're such a freaking interesting team right now.
They are, but I implore the cynical Bears fan among us, if you still exist and are not excited by this moment, to heed the words of your quarterback and your GM. You go to a Bulls game and the hype video is Jordan and Derrick Rose and all that, and it's about the past. allow this to just be about the present and the future. Just allow it to be about the present and the future. It will be much, much more enjoyable.
Tanny's open had Ditka in it, is all I'm saying.
I understand. We can begin to break the cycle. We're expecting calls from Caleb Williams and Roma Dunze on the other side, so we'll step away. It's Parkinson Spiegel live in Detroit on The Score.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.